Thank you very much. You're very nice. Before we go any further, we'd like to introduce the members of this group to you, you know, and in case you haven't met them all. And on the end is Everett Herder, who is the newest addition to our group. He's got many, many things to be proud of. He's got a brother at Harvard Medical School. We may have told you that.
Yeah, in a glass jar like 4 feet high. Was
right.
There,
he's with us this afternoon, as a matter of fact. And in the middle is Bernie Armstrong, who has some other things to be proud of. We won't go into that.
We won't talk about
that. No, my name is Bud DeShiel, and on my right are two gentlemen who are very, very proud to share the stage with. Our percussionist on the far right, Señor Chico Guerrero, if you please. And our Uncle Charlie, who is playing, incidentally, a Mexican bass. This is a guitarrón. It was a guitar he sent off to have repaired, and it came back, it came back pregnant, you know. The answer to that, stay away from Candelas and McCabe and people like that. Anyway, this is Señor Carlos González, and he is the best there is, if you please.
And with the advent of the Ivy League folk idea, you know, there have been formed literally hundreds of groups of all sizes. More recently, one of these groups to come into prominence, into the limelight.
Watch it.
Oh, it wasn't that group anyway.
It was a folk orchestra they had.
Right. 17 tubas group. And a piano. It's interesting. Kind of ethnic.
It was a pretty large group.
Uh-huh. It's called the Chinese Communist Army. It was a clique, you know.
This is a spiritual. And the last time we sang this song, 6 people came up here on the stage and were saved.
Came up and were saved. And 4 of them were girls. We saved them for after the show, and it worked out nicely.